It's been more than 2 months since an earthquake devastated central Mexico, killing hundreds and displacing thousands. Countless survivors are still looking for answers on why their homes collapsed and how to rebuild them. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia reports on the families of two young victims who are calling on authorities to file criminal charges.
Juan Carlos Alvarez Blanco is a tall man with a shaved head and bags under his eyes. His son, who is also named Juan Carlos, was a freshman at the prestigious Monterey Tech University, and he was one of five students killed when four pedestrian bridges collapsed on top of them. The father says the only communication he's gotten from the university since has been over text message.
La comunicación que hemos recibido por parte del Tech son WhatsApps.
Alvarez says he got a message from the university president 5 days after the earthquake.
Me pone un WhatsApp diciendo, soy Salvador Alba, soy presidente del Tecnológico de Monterrey.
Alvarez scrolls through his phone and reads the message out loud as we meet at a restaurant here in Mexico City. In the message, University President Salvador Alba gives his condolences and says he shares the Alvarez family's pain. The university president tells Alvarez that the university community stands with his family and invites them to a memorial service for the students. Alvarez declined. He says it bothered him no one called or met with the family. But also, he wanted to know about the pedestrian bridges. What happened?
¿Qué es lo que realmente sucedió, no?
Alvarez filed a lawsuit calling on Mexico City prosecutors to determine whether the bridges collapsed because they weren't properly maintained, and if so, to send the negligent party to jail. 2 months in, and many are asking similar questions.
Pido un minuto de silencio con el puño en alto.
Protesters held a minute of silence on the street where a textile factory collapsed, killing 21 workers. It was the 2 month anniversary after the earthquake, and they want to know what happened to the safeguards set in place after a devastating earthquake killed thousands in 1985. Who's responsible now? Miriam Castillo is an investigator with the NGO Mexicans Against Corruption. She says they're researching more than 400 cases and that they found no common denominator.
No hay un solo patrón. Digamos, no hay una sola razón o una sola característica.
Castillo says each building is different. Borough governments maintain records differently, and people in the construction business know how to exploit the gray areas left by a bloated government bureaucracy.
Esos espacios grises están muy bien analizados y muy bien aprovechados por quienes conocen esta industria.
The best known case is an elementary school in which 19 children and 7 adults were killed. Records show some inspectors may have believed the building, which had an apartment on the top floor, was not stable enough. But two local government agencies say it would have been the other's responsibility to shut down the school. The owner is on the run, and authorities have opened investigations in at least 150 other cases. The police have arrested someone in the case of a nearly new apartment building that collapsed. Castillo says the suspect in that case was involved in the construction, but not in the building's structure. Castillo says she believes this could be a case of scapegoating. Prosecutors did not respond to our requests for an interview.
El TEC, como es una universidad y es una universidad privada,
Castillo says the case with Monterey Tech is difficult to investigate because as a large private university, the school has a lot of autonomy over its facilities and records. University officials have said in statements that their own investigation determined the walkways collapsed because of the severity of the earthquake and because the construction company didn't build enough support for the bridges. University officials refused to give us an interview. Héctor Cortés is an architectural engineer who has overseen residential construction projects in Mexico City for more than 40 years. He says it'll be very difficult for an independent investigator to determine fault.
Es muy difícil porque como ya retiraron escombros, ya difícilmente van a saber cuál fue la responsabilidad de.
Cortés says little can be known without running lab tests on structural remains. The university cleared those remains the week of the earthquake. Juan Carlos Alvarez, the father of the deceased student, says he still wants an independent investigation. He says he wants to know whether the bridges hadn't been properly maintained, and if so, that he wants that to never happen again. In Mexico City, I'm Jorge Valencia.